Local sports is being brought to you today by Vision West and by First Bank. Season starting to wind down. The regular season for the Panther basketball teams, for the Panther girls squad. They were swept last weekend at home in senior night by Thermopolis and then beaten by the ranked Warland Warriors on the road last Saturday. For the Panther girls, it has been a struggle, teaching really the girls basketball team a lot of the basics for head coach Chelsea Buehr in her first year as coach of the Panthers. And she talked about the game against Warland, where it got a little ragged at times in that loss on the road. Panther girls had over 30 turnovers once again against Warland after keeping him somewhat down against Thermopolis. One good thing going for the Panther girls has been a number of players getting in double figures, but just trying to get all of them combined to do it at the same time. Maddie Fields has been in double figures, Paige Johnson, and then just last Friday night, Rose Graff ended up with 19 points. But trying to get all three of them together to start doing some scoring, well, that means you got to keep the turnovers down for the Panther girls, as coming up next will be that matchup against Lander, Pinedale, and Big Piney coming up this weekend. For the Panther boys, it was their third loss of the season against the Warland Warriors last Saturday night after winning at home on senior night against Thermopolis. For the Panthers, they did struggle from the field against the Warriors, 16 of 42 from the field, as they ended up getting a couple players in double figures, Landon Langfelder and Aiden Jacobson. For Powell head coach Chase Kistler, he said shots just wouldn't drop for the Panthers.
No, you know, in the first half, I actually thought, you know, we played a good half. We were down a little bit, but in all, I thought we played a pretty strong first half. We had a couple turnovers, but we were executing pretty well. We were hitting some shots. And then in that second half, our shots just kind of started disappearing. And then in the fourth quarter, it was almost non-existent. It felt like that even layups were gone then. And it's like, well, you know, I don't know if it's because our legs were tired or what. Or, you know, I know that defensively they got into Mason's face pretty much the entire game. I know they pretty much told him, hey, I want you riding his hip up and down the court and fouling him every time he's even trying to get to the rim, just to make it hard on him, and it wore him out, I think. And with Landon Langfelder, they face guarded him a lot of the time too and wore him out. So they pretty much said, we're going to foul out trying to get these two guys tired out. But they didn't even foul out. So
game times this Friday night. It's 5:30 for the girls. The boys after that against Lander. Then we'll bring you the Big Piney games on Saturday afternoon with the tip-off for the girls beginning at 2 p.m. right here on KPNW and at KPNW1260.com. We're back with more after this.